Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch here live here on LA Talk Radio. Good morning, everybody. And thank you for tuning in today. As always, a terrific show and a fabulous guest. If you've been following some of the social media information I've been putting out there, you know who's on my show today. Yes, Marianne Williamson. So we're blessed to have her here. And we're going to be talking about a lot of her philosophies and an amazing upcoming seminar that she is hosting. But let me ask you some questions first, guys. I want you to think about some of these things, okay? Do you ever wonder why many of your relationships haven't been or aren't fulfilling for you? Have you always wanted to reach a higher plane of romantic and spiritual understanding? Would you like to know how to overcome some of your painful experiences from the past so you can move on? You know, a lot of us have that old garbage, and we have to just get over it. Yeah, right. Get over it! But there really are ways that you can do that, and you're going to find out today from my special guest. And, of course, as I mentioned, my special guest is an amazing, acclaimed author. She's internationally spiritual author, lecturer, Marianne Williamson. And she's going to help you with the answers to a lot of the questions I ask. And you can ask questions here if you'd like to call in live. That's 323-203-0815 right here in Los Angeles. 323-203-0815. Or if you're shy, you don't want to get your voice on the air, you can give me a shout here online. And it's Doc Michelle, D-O-C Michelle with two L's at AOL. Yes, I'm old school AOL still. So do it. Let me know if you don't want to ask Marianne live on the air and you're shy. So as you may know, everybody, Marianne has been a popular guest on television's Oprah, Larry King Live, Good Morning America, and Charlie Rose, and on and on. And, of course, six of her 11 published books have been New York Times bestsellers. Four of these have been number one New York Times bestsellers. Marianne's other books include The Law of Divine Compensation. Love that one. The Age of Miracles, Everyday Grace, A Woman's Worth, Illuminata, Healing the Soul of America, A Course in Weight Loss, and The Gift of Change. Her most recently published book is A Year of Miracles, by the way. It's Daily Devotions and Reflections. That was just published, I think, this last December. So you can check that out as well. It's an amazing, amazing book to help you out. So I just also want to acknowledge that Marianne founded Project Angel Food. It's a Meals on Wheels program that serves over 1,000 homebound people with AIDS daily right here in the Los Angeles area. What an amazing accomplishment to help and love those folks. And Marianne also co-founded the Peace Alliance. She serves on the board of directors of the Results Organization, working to end the worst ravages of hunger and poverty throughout the world. So, and that's just a little tip of the iceberg there for our introduction. So Marianne Williamson, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, hey, thank you so much for having me.
Great to have you here.
Thank you.
So we're going to talk about your seminar coming up, which is perfect for Valentine's Day. I love it. What a great idea. It's called Invoking the Romantic Mysteries, a Weekend on Relationships and Spirituality. So can you just talk a little bit more about that? Where, when, and what? What
well,
it's about.
I speak in Los Angeles every Monday night at the Saban Theater. And my talks are based on a set of books called A Course in Miracles. And as I'm sure many people in your audience know, A Course in Miracles is not a religion. It has been referred to as a self-study program of spiritual psychotherapy. And I mentioned to you before the show a line from the course where it says religion and psychotherapy at their peak are the same thing. So whereas when we think of religion, we think of the institutions, the dogma, the doctrine. Obviously, the interest so many people have today, whether they are adherents of a particular religion or not, is spirituality. And spirituality has no dogma, it has no doctrine. It's the path of the heart.
Yes.
So when you talk about spiritual healing, it is psychological healing. It is psychotherapeutic healing because spirituality has to do with which aspect of your mind you're focused on. So the Course in Miracles says everything is a relationship.
Yes.
Every situation is a relationship. It has to do with your relationship to the universe, your relationship with everyone, not only that you talk to, but everyone you even think about. Because once you realize that thought is cause and that there is no such thing as an idle thought, that all thought creates form on some level, and once you realize the spiritual principle that all minds are joined, and that therefore subconsciously everybody knows everything, then we are constantly, every single moment, creating our relationships for good or for bad. Every single moment, our hearts are either open, and that has one sort of vibratory influence on situations and people around us, or our hearts are closed. We either have a what can I give mentality or a what can I get mentality. And when it comes to romantic love, we are trained into some imagery that is supposedly romantic, but which is really very neurotic, because it is based on a how can I get and what can I get mentality. And that's why in the name of the search for love, we sabotage love so often.
I think people do. I mean, they really do. They sabotage. And there's, like I mentioned at the start of the show, there's a lot of old garbage, you know, and I don't mean to downplay it at all, but there's a lot of old stuff that we bring with us. You know, we're talking about psychology into our relationships. So, you know, we carry that, you know, dad abandoned me or abused me, mom, you know, made me feel like I wasn't worthy or didn't have an identity, whoever, and I hate to blame it on mommy and daddy, but I mean, you know, it's...
Well, there's difference between blaming and identifying. But the great, you know, the most fundamental spiritual power is learning how to live in the present. And if you're living fully in the present, the ego mind, which is the self-sabotaging mind, always wants to live in the past or in the future in order to not allow us the moment of liberation, which is the present. So if I'm living in the past, I'm bringing the shadow figures of mommy or daddy or the past love or the ex into the present, projecting that onto the person in front of me. And that's why the spiritual power of knowing that my role on this planet is to live fully in this moment and to be a present in a presence in which you can become just feeling energetically in my presence, you are invited to rise up into the best that you can be, the fullest creative expression. If that's what my mind is, that I'm only concentrating on being a space where you can rise up, where there is light, there cannot be dark. Where where is that level of spiritual power, there cannot be neurotic thinking. And so we train ourselves emotionally and psychologically. That's why love is not just some stroke of luck that happens every once in a while. It becomes a consistent practice, a consistent mental and emotional attitudinal power and reference. You know, you train your mind the way you train your external muscles. And most of us are not in shape for love. We are not attitudinally in shape for love.
So true.
And so we want somebody else to come to compensate for the fact that we're not in shape rather than getting in shape, in which case then we attract and vibrate on the level of those who are as well.
God, that beautifully put. I mean, it's so true. And I want to get more into it because, I mean, just... It just blows me away, and I wish. Can you come and work for me, my office, and just tell my clients that
I would be
the
honest.
Way you said. I'm telling you, girl,
I'd be excited.
Woo. By the way, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle here on LA Talk Radio. My special guest today is internationally known Marianne Williamson, author, best-selling number one best-selling author, of course, and a speaker. And you can go visit her every Monday, right? Monday evening, she's right here in Los Angeles, 7:30. She's performing actually her lectures at the Saban Theater. That's how we call it. That's at 8440 Wilshire Boulevard, right here in Los Angeles. And of course, MarianneWilliamson.com is where to check out more information about that. We're talking about the seminar that she's going to hold, which is coming up perfect for Valentine's Day, everybody. here in Los Angeles. So I want to give you all, or y'all, the address and more information on how to find out where that is and all the cool things you're going to learn. We're going to be talking about that as well. I just want to thank you so much to my special sponsor, as usual. It's the Illuminated folks. Glow Soulwear. It's the clothing company that puts love and light into every stitch. Glow Soulwear is high quality yoga and casual clothing with beautiful sacred geometry designs. Wear your vibration and lighten up at glowsoulwear.com. All right, we're moving on here with Marianne Williamson. Where and when can people find out and go to your it's a seminar, and it's happening. It starts on the 12th of February.
No, it starts on the 13th.
Oh,
which
perfect.
Is Friday evening, and then it's all day Saturday until 8 p.m., mm-hmm. and then it's Sunday from 10 to 1. And people can live stream it also. In person, it's at the Concourse Hotel at LAX, which is very easy to get to. People know how to get to LAX. It's right there at the airport. Mm-hmm. Or people, I can't hear you if you'd like to write. Pardon? Oh, right. I'm so sorry. I was talking about another seminar just now. It is not at the Concourse. Cancel. It is at the Marriott in Marina Del Rey.
Oh, I love that hotel. Yeah. That's a great place to have.
It's beautiful there.
Concourse is good too, guys.
But that's for a later seminar later in March.
We'll talk.
So it's at the Marina Del Rey Marriott, the evening of February 13th through the 14th, mm-hmm. And all day 14th and into the 15th. But also people can live stream it.
Yes.
So if you live stream it, you have that link for a month. So
beautiful. Mm-hmm. And you guys can sign up, of course, on your website, MarianneWilliamson.com. You can sign up for the live stream all over the world. You don't even have to come here to Los Angeles.
That's right.
Which is a great city, by the way. But you can just sit in the comfort of your own home and really get a lot of great information about creating loving relationships, especially with yourself, and then how you can attract those and move on. So now this seminar is not just for couples or people who are in relationships.
It's for people in and out. You know, I mm-hmm. think sometimes the best work we do on relationships is when we're not in one.
Yeah.
But I think and it's great for couples also, but I think one of the things we begin to learn is that the basics of love are not different in romance than everywhere else. And one of the mistakes that we make is that because we do not cultivate the kind of universally loving attitude through which to process all life experience, we are looking for that one special someone to feed us in an area where we're only hungry, not because of what we're not getting, but because of what we're not giving.
Yes.
An example would be, if I go through my day today and my heart is not open to you, my heart is not open to the person I met before this hour. Mm-hmm. My heart is not open to other people I'm with throughout the day. So I'm keeping my heart relatively closed. Mm-hmm. Then I meet my beloved, my intimate partner tonight at 9 p.m. I am so bereft. I am so devoid of love that I have not been feeding myself all day that then you give it to me.
Right.
I need you to give it to me, which does not foster that relationship. Rather puts a pressure on you.
Yep.
It is a pressure on you and a leaning on you to give me. So then you get that, you know, it's like when Tom Cruise said to Renee Zellweger in Jerry Maguire, you complete me. And it sounded good at the time. It sounded romantic and all sexy. We were all in love with Tom Cruise in that moment. But when you actually look at the psychology of that, that's very, it's not helpful at all.
Yeah.
And so we go through the day so often, I hope I will find love today. But we only get what we are willing to give because that's consciousness.
Got it. So true.
So if I cultivate a more loving attitude in my quote-unquote regular life, mm-hmm. then when I'm with a partner, mm-hmm. I'm not looking to be fed so much. Yeah, my own cup runneth over.
Right.
I'm in a more giving place. Yes. So you tell me,
which
one of the Marianne's is nicer for him to be around?
Exactly.
Hello. I don't know if any man has ever gone home and said to his friend, "Wow, I met this really hot, desperate woman last night."
That's right.
Whoa, neediness and that control thing she's got going. Ooh, I love feeling manipulated and exploited.
Well, and you know, right, you're so funny. Good. Exactly. And a lot of people do feel that. I mean, they, you know, subconsciously,
well,
they want
if
that.
I feel, but if you deconstruct that and look at what that's really about, there's very emotionally dangerous stuff there. Mm-hmm. Because if I feel that I need you to be the source of my love experience, then I will subconsciously, without even knowing it necessarily, exploit, manipulate, control, do whatever I can to make sure I have you because I have made you my God.
Yes, yes. It's
and
so
that's
true.
Where
that's
the spiritual
a lot of responsibility
element comes in. Right. And so we make the romantic relationship an idol. It's a, you know, it's all, and that's the whole spiritual aspect of
it's
it.
It's so true. We really do. You're on the couch here with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio, the country's most listened to internet talk station. And my special guest today is the well-known Marianne Williamson. And we're talking about specifically today her upcoming seminar. And it's on February 13th. And 14th.
And 15th.
And 15th. And it's going to be here in Los Angeles, actually at the Marina Del Rey Marriott Hotel. You can check it out. Just go on to her website. It's MarianneWilliamson.com. Register for that and also the teleseminar or the webinar or whatever you want to call it.
Live stream.
Live stream, baby.
You
That's
and I have to get with it, honey. Live stream.
Thank you. Thank you. I needed that. If you guys want to call in, please feel free to do so. If you have any questions for Marianne about love, spirituality, ego issues, stuff we were just discussing, feel free to do so. The number here is 323-203-0815. And if you're shy, don't want to get your voice on the air, you can email me, docmichelle@aol.com. That's doc, D-O-C, Michelle with two L's. I'd love to hear what you have to say or some of the questions you might ask me, and that would be great. So we do need to work on ourselves. We were just talking about that. We need to sort of go within. And like you said, Marianne, it's so much better to sort of get ready for decent, loving relationships when we're not in one. Because it just sort of, that can kind of get in the way, clutter. You know, our consciousness is cluttered by, oh my gosh, whatever, what's he going to say? Or what's she doing? Or when you're free of that and you can go into meditation and relax, calm yourself, and really discover who you are. You know, sometimes this is the best for you to really get clear about what you want and who you're going to attract. So you believe that, you know, not only psychologically what we put out there, but there is an unspoken energy that we all have around us and in our hearts that we convey to others. And that's possibly why we may attract someone who is like thinking, or whether we're having issues, like you said, they sort of, they come right to us. Or if we are, let's say, more open to loving and being vulnerable, we're going to, and loving, and love that which we are, we may be attracting those folks too.
Well, I think that the issue is deeper. Mm-hmm. And the force within our subconscious mind, which would sabotage love, is more pernicious than can be handled by simply relaxing, getting to know yourself. And that's why I think there's a spiritual element. I think that if it was as simple as, oh, I just need to get clear and know myself and decide to be more loving, then love would not be the very painful experience that it has been at various times for so many of us.
Yes.
And I think that it's deep. It's a kind of spiritual battle that goes on inside all of us, because a real bonding with another human being, a real deep connection with another human being, is an ego death.
Yes.
And that ego death is enlightenment,
right?
The kind of negative ego that we're talking about, which sees yourself as separate. So I think the fear we have of love is so deep. And, you know, you can't fight darkness with a baseball bat. You can only turn on light, and that gets rid of darkness. And similarly, you can't get rid of fear by hitting at the fear. You know, sometimes we think if I analyze what daddy did or I analyze what mommy did, then that would fix it. I mean, for years, I had it figured out. Mm-hmm. I understood what daddy had done. I understood that he had been emotionally distant.
Right.
I understood he had done his best. It wasn't about blaming him. It was identifying. I understood that he had come from really a poverty background, very tough, not touchy-feely. He didn't know what to do with a girl in puberty. I understood all that.
Exactly.
But of itself, that did not keep me from attracting someone who did the same game with me that
right.
my father did, which right. was, wow, I really love you. I just don't want to be with you that much.
Right, right. right.
So for me, where the spiritual element comes in, is really about being reparented by mm-hmm. God or the
yes.
God of your understanding or
yes.
whatever, to really allow ourselves to be reparented. That's the notion. Just figuring out where your parents got it wrong of itself does not free you. It does not break the chain. But when we allow mm-hmm. ourselves to be spiritually reparented, to mm-hmm. know that you are a child of the universe, mm-hmm. you are a child of a greater source, and within that relationship, you are perfect because that part of you, the essential self, was not broken by your childhood drama.
Right. right.
Your essential self, which is not of this world,
right.
was not broken and
right.
is healed as in any given moment you allow
right.
yourself to reconnect with that divine parental source.
It's
and
so
that,
true.
I believe, is where we really allow a power that can do for us what we cannot do for ourselves to really break the chain with the past, because otherwise we can intellectually understand the neurosis, but of ourselves, we cannot heal it.
Gosh, it's so true. It's so beautiful. If you guys want to call in, you have a question for Marianne Williamson, the number here, 323-203-0815, here on the couch with Dr. Michelle. And we're talking about, I love that idea of reparenting because, you know, it does, one of my mentors, wonderful psychiatrist years ago, used to say, you know, reparenting is two things, is loving that which you are, loving yourself, and just giving yourself what you never received or were always looking for. You know, you can't look in the rearview mirror and drive. You have to keep going forward. So he said reparenting is loving yourself and allowing yourself and just being also empathetic towards others. And he said, when you look in the eyes of other people, he used to work with really severe psychiatric patients. He said, I was all of them. I was part of them. We are all part of them. And I love them. And I don't, there's no judgment. I love who they are. So and is that basically sort
Absolutely.
Of where you're coming from?
Well,
mm-hmm.
and on the deepest level, the idea is that while on the level of the body, you and
yeah.
I are separate, on the level of spirit, we are one. There's
yeah.
only one of us here at
yeah.
the deepest level.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
we are like waves in the ocean hallucinating mm-hmm. that we're separate from other waves.
Mm-hmm.
But really, there is no place where one wave stops and another wave starts.
Mm.
So understanding that you are not just the separate wave,
mm-hmm.
you are the entirety of the ocean, mm. makes you comfortable with the notion of being one with others. Now,
mm-hmm.
the reason that's so interesting is
yeah.
because if I think of myself as only one wave in the ocean, by definition, I'm terrified of the other waves. I'm
right.
terrified of being overwhelmed by the ocean.
Right, right.
But if I identify with spirit rather than body, I know I'm of the ocean,
mm.
then I'm comfortable being there. And that's where most of our problem with love comes. We are terrified of love.
Yes.
We go around saying we want it,
right.
but really we seek but have such a drive not to find it
yes.
and to sabotage
yes.
it. And that's because we're terrified of it. So in a very real way, we don't need to find intimacy or
yes.
even attract intimacy. We need to get to the mindset of knowing how much more intimate could we be than that we are one another. And that's
yes.
why the spiritual oneness, realizing we are one another. It's actually an optical illusion. You know, Einstein said it's an illusion of consciousness, time and space. So even though within time and space, you're sitting over there
mm-hmm.
and I'm sitting over here, you're in your body and I'm in mine, on the level of the spirit, your energy does not stop at your body.
Yes.
And my energy does not stop at my body.
Mm-hmm.
And just identifying, just that tweak in perception
yes. Yes.
is really miraculous because I realize, what's there to be afraid of? You are me and I am you. And it
Beautiful.
Sounds like theory, but when you have even a moment
right.
of that as your emotional
right.
grounding, your
right.
entire nervous system changes and
yes.
fear dissolves.
That's beautiful. And you and I are very, in other words, we're similar in that we have similar cultures. We were raised in similar times and places and our life path and things. But what about folks who we see, and God bless you for helping folks who are homeless and doing your Meals on Wheels program for the AIDS victims and stuff. How can people overcome their judgment when they see someone down and out and might be a little scary to them? How can they know and say, I am one with that individual. I'm one with that soul. People, you know, sometimes in Los Angeles approach us and may be a little threatening, maybe a little scary. And we watch scary stuff on the media, in the media, the news, and oh, this is horrible and these bad. How can we overcome some of those fears and try to just become loving, and we are one with that individual, no matter who they are?
You know, when you wake up in the morning, you take a shower, you take a bath, you brush your teeth, you do whatever you do because you don't want to take yesterday's dirt on your body into the new day. If you do not pray, meditate, read inspirational literature, do whatever you do to ground yourself in love and wisdom in the morning, then you take yesterday's stress with you into the day. Yeah. And you turn on the news, the news, television, radio, computer, newspaper, and fear barrages you.
Yes.
And we are constantly at the effect, we under the assault of modernity. So we are so frantic that anything that everything seems like a danger.
Yeah.
Everything seems like I can't handle it. It's too stressful. I just can't deal.
Right.
We just go around in this constant state of I can't deal.
Right.
And so you can't deal with your husband. You can't deal with your lover. You can't deal with your child. You can't deal with the homeless person on the street. You can't deal with the fact that the presidential race is coming up. You can't deal with ISIS. You can't deal with being a friendly neighbor. You can't deal. And then what you see is your life begins to break down in both small ways and large. And that's why spiritual practice and spirituality is not just something you add on to your life. It becomes that central point of reference and identification in those minutes during the day. Mm-hmm. So when you ask that question, all these separate issues, they seem separate, but they're not. Because whether it's the homeless person or poverty or anything else, how you experience it has to do with where you're coming from and whether or not you are in that place of such endless compassion. And then you find wisdom and then you know how to respond to everything from a better place.
Wow. Beautifully said. Actually, we have a caller on the line. Shall we go for
Great.
It? Shall we give it a go? Hi, you're on LA Talk Radio with Doc Michelle here and Marianne Williamson. Who's this?
Hi, how you guys doing? This is Jerome.
Hi, Jerome. How are you?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. I am just so honored, Dr. Michelle. I absolutely love your show. I listen every single Friday. And Marianne, I absolutely love your work. I'm a huge fan.
Thank you.
Just wanted to call in, take this opportunity. And Dr. Michelle, Marianne, ask you guys a question. First and foremost, I am battling. I'm a very spiritual individual. As you were saying earlier, Marianne, you know, it is important to pray and meditate, calm your mind, raise your consciousness. But I find myself getting angry, getting very irritated at things that happen around me. Where when I was younger, I would not get irritated by these things. They would not trigger me. Now, I do yoga at least once a day. I love what I do for my work. I do help people. I guess my question for you, Dr. Michelle and Marianne, is what could you suggest next to meditating, next to praying, next to the traditional exercises? And you know, I've read the books, I've tried everything, but I truly feel like I have reached a point in my life, maybe I have conjured some energetic source in my body of guilt or negativity that manifests when I see little things that trigger me. I just want to feel wholehearted again when I like I used to when I was in my 20s. I was inspired. Everything I did was inspired. The music I played, the art, my job. Now I feel like my inspiration comes in brief spurts, and then it's followed by an annoyance.
Okay. Thank you so much for being so open about that, Jerome. We sure appreciate that. So, Marianne, do you want to give
it
a go?
Jerome, when you spoke just now, you said that you do yoga at least once a day, but I didn't hear you say that you meditate at least once a day. You refer to meditation and prayer as something you know works, but I didn't hear you say that you actually have a meditative, for instance, practice. Do you have a specific meditative practice that you do on a daily basis?
No, I do not, Mary.
So, you know, Jerome, spiritual practice and spiritual exercise is like physical exercise. If you do it, it works. if you don't do it, it can't work. So just knowing that meditation works is different than actually doing it. And now there are many forms of meditation. There's transcendental meditation. There's Buddhist meditation. There's the workbook of A Course in Miracles. There's all kinds of practices. But when you said, I know all the books, you know, it's pretty easy to know all the books at this point. We've all read the same books. We've all listened to the same tapes. Practicing the meditations and practicing the prayer. Including, you know, sometimes I would say to people, Jerome, well, have you prayed about something? And they would say to me, oh, I know it's in God's hands. And I'd say, that's not what I asked you. I didn't ask if you know it's in God's hands. I asked if you prayed. So I would suggest that you now take it beyond the abstract because, you know, it's like building a lasagna. You know, you might have all the cheese and you might have all the sauce and you might have all the noodles, but then you have to build it. So what I would recommend to you, whether it's whatever your practice is, I'm a student of A Course in Miracles, but that's just one statement of a universal theme. And then the issue then, Jerome, for instance, you said you were a fan of my work, which I appreciate. I don't know if you've actually gotten A Course in Miracles and done the workbook exercises.
I have indeed. Love it.
Yeah. So, you know, with the workbook exercises and the Course in Miracles, meditation is like physical exercise. You might do physical exercise and look at yourself in the mirror and say, wow, I love the way my body looks. I'm so toned. Look at those abs. But that doesn't mean then you get to stop. So meditation is just like physical exercise. It's all every day of our lives, particularly at this time. So I know from the anger and I know from the irritation, but I just know in my own life, Jerome, it's always, hey, Marianne, did you meditate this morning? And I'm not saying that if I meditated in the morning when our mind is most open to new impressions, which is why the morning is so important, I'm not going to say to you that if I meditated in the morning, I never get angry and I never get irritated. But it's nothing, you know. But if I get angry or irritated and I'm really grounded in my spiritual practice, then I can pull myself back from the cliff.
Wow.
Whereas
wow.
if I didn't meditate that morning, oh, God help us all.
Well said.
Did that make sense to you, Jerome?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I truly cannot thank you enough, Marianne. That made a fundamental shift in my thought process. When you said, you know, I heard you do yoga every day, but I did not hear you say that you practice a form of meditation. Wow, thank you so much. That really resonated so true with me. And I think that very, very, very well might be the one of the first steps to completing everything that I've wanted with my anger and my frustration. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Jerome. I feel grateful.
Come by on a Monday night. You'd probably like it, honey.
I absolutely will. Absolutely will. Thank you so much. I love you both with all of my heart. And you have a beautiful day.
Thank you
for taking my call. This truly changed my life. I love you both.
Thank you so much, Jerome. Bless you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Well, that was a nice call. What a cool guy. By the way, in case you just tuned in here to LA Talk Radio, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle. My special guest today is Marianne Williamson, the acclaimed international, of course, author, number one best-selling books. I think you've had four number one best-selling New York Times books. Wow, girl. And, of course, a famous lecturer. You can see her every Monday night here in Los Angeles at the Saban Theater, 7:30 p.m. right here, PST. It's right on Wilshire Boulevard in Los Angeles. Of course, this show is international, streaming live here on LA Talk Radio. So if you know, you want to check out a seminar that's coming up that Marianne is going to be talking to you about, it starts February 13th, goes Valentine's Day the 14th and the 15th. It's a romantic weekend. It's called Invoking the Romantic Mysteries, a weekend on relationships and spirituality, and it's happening at the Marriott Hotel in Marina Del Rey. Go on to Marianne's website and find out more about it. Sign up for the streaming live. You don't have to go anywhere. You can sit in the comfort of your own home, wherever you're at, or you can come on down to the Marriott in the Marina Del Rey. It's MarianneWilliamson.com. Okay, guys. Again, if you'd like to call in like Jerome just did, go for it. 323-203-0815. Come on down. We love to hear from you. If you're shy, you don't want to get your voice on the air, go ahead and email me, docmichelle@aol.com. I keep checking for you. I have a few questions. Who is God? What is love? Things like that. And that's what we're covering here. So rather than go to some of those specifics, what I'm going to do is we're going to keep moving on here and sort of helping you out a little bit. Marianne, in your seminar, what are some of the concepts that you're going to be sharing with folks out there?
One has to do with clearing up the past, as you were saying. Mm-hmm. One has to do with realizing, as I said earlier, that the whole notion that there's one person out there that would complete me. You know, I remember when I was a younger woman that there was a singer named Helen Reddy.
Yes.
And she used to sing a song, You and Me Against the World.
Oh, right.
Now, I remember thinking, I don't care who you are. Those are really bad odds. You know, I think I might be switching sides. You and me against the world.
That's right.
And yet that's this romantic imagery of the exclusivity of love, that the world is a dangerous place. We will come together to hide from it together.
Yeah.
And when you see a relationship as a place where you're going to hide from the world, that also means you're going to hide from your own healing. The truth of the matter is we are brought together with other people in order that we both might heal. So your rough edges are going to be attracted to my rough edges, mm-hmm. because the relationships on a spiritual level are assignments. Souls are brought together who have the maximal learning opportunity.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's that your wound and my wound, it's like when two rough emeralds are brought together. That's how they become smooth, is that those rough places get smoothed out. Now, to the ego mind, which purports to be about love, but really is about destroying love and sabotaging love, sees your rough edges, it wants to go away. Mm-hmm. And is terrified of you seeing my rough edges, so I'm always going to be trying to perform around you.
Right.
That once you realize how dark that is, and you realize that the holy aspect of the relationship is that we are here to be healed together, and it is understood that your wounds will be brought up by this love, and it is understood that my wounds will emerge.
Right.
That doesn't mean we're not accountable. That doesn't mean we're not to have boundaries, but it does mean that there is an aspect in which the purpose of the relationship is that we heal, and you heal spiritually and emotionally through a kind of detox process. Mm-hmm. The stuff has to come up in order to be released. So we see the relationship itself is a kind of healing place, a hospital for the soul.
Yes.
And that's its holy purpose.
Yes.
And that in the presence of a very deep practice of forgiveness and compassion, we both grow into the next state of who we are together. And that's really the holiness. That's really the sacred nature of the relationship. And that's what we'll be talking about all weekend.
Oh, that's beautiful. And that is a biggie. I mean, that whole concept of forgiveness, self-forgiveness. I think that's one of the...
And forgiveness of the other.
Yes.
You know, some people say I have to love myself before I can love someone else.
Yes.
But you also have to love someone else before you love yourself.
Yeah,
and there are a lot
really
of hours
true.
In the day. It's not either or.
No, it's really true.
So I think it's a practice of moment by moment. And also I think it's very easy to love people who are nice to us and say what we want them to say. I mean, we can all do that.
Sure.
So our tendency is to look for a relationship in which someone is everything we want them to be in that moment we want them to be. But if there is any perfect enlightened master out there, they might not be looking for you.
That's
so,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So the issue is to know that we are all imperfect. They are imperfect. You are imperfect. And to have a space in a looser weave where that is understood, that people make mistakes.
Yes.
People make mistakes. And so real forgiveness is knowing you are not your mistake. And I can focus, you know, so many times your loved one made a mistake and you keep focusing on what you did.
That's right.
Rather than even thinking about the part
on.
That you tried to get right.
Right, exactly.
But these are attitudinal muscles.
Oof.
And that's what the weekend, that's what this work is about, developing and honing our attitudinal muscles that give us mastery. There's a skill set to love, and we want to have mastery at that skill set.
And that's beautiful, and that's what you're going to be teaching in your seminar coming up.
And hopefully learning.
Yeah,
and learn at the same time.
There you go.
You know,
it's
like an aerobics. I always say I'm like an aerobics instructor. I put you through these moves so that I can stay
that's
in shape,
right. Exactly.
But I can't do them for you, but I'm doing them with you.
No, that's exactly right. And that's what, you know, what's really cool about you is you convey that. I mean, you, when you're speaking in public and you're conducting seminars and, you know, you always do really open up to folks and you really have that loving vibe, which is just, it's really cool.
I mean, I teach as much from, let me tell you when I made this mistake.
Uh-oh.
Oh, let me tell you what I did. It was so stupid. We've all been there, you know, we've all played all the parts at a certain point.
Yep. Been there, done that.
Almost everything.
But that's okay. Isn't that humility? Isn't that lovely to be able to laugh at ourselves? I mean, isn't that
cool? Well, I think also, and you and I can relate to this, I think it's also why we have something to give to the world as we get older.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we have so many more accumulated layers of experience. I've done this right, I've done that wrong. Let me tell you what both of them were like.
Exactly. It's really cool because a lot of folks, you know, again, also who come in, I'm sure you get this too, because you just, you have such a, you're so lovely and youthful. You just present as this young, really 30-something person.
And so, you know, not, it's like,
I have these patients who call me and they'll say, I don't want a young person. I don't want someone. And I said, trust me, I've had a lot of years experience. I can try to help from my, you know, many years of what I've learned and stuff like that.
I think the younger you are, the more you know about something.
Yes.
And the older you are, the more you know about other things.
Yes, yes.
The younger you are, the more you know about what's happening now. Mm-hmm. And the older you are, the more you know about those things that do not change.
Mm-hmm.
And some
well
things
said.
Do not change.
Boy, is that true. Do you think a lot of the young people coming in right now on this plane are more enlightened, possibly, than we were or some of the generations before us?
I think every generation stands on the shoulders of the generation before
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
I think every generation is amazed by its own children
mm-hmm.
because they do come in with something more.
Yeah.
And I think the children are reflecting what's happening on the planet, which is there is both an intensification of darkness and an intensification of light.
Mm-hmm.
And you do meet children today that you think, wow, if they're in charge, the world will be fine. But of course, we have the work of making sure that the world doesn't fall apart
yes.
before they get a chance to take charge.
Gosh.
And that's a very big challenge indeed.
It really is. It's a huge challenge. And, you know, in your teachings, you don't come from, when you share information about the Course in Miracles, I just want folks to understand, and a lot of people know this, but it's not a religion per se.
It's not a religion
everybody.
At all. No, it's just a statement of universal spiritual themes and how to apply them on a psychological level, on an attitudinal level,
yes.
to shift your life from fear-based to love-based.
Yeah. Basically, that is. And if you ever, you know, would like to really learn more about the Course in Miracles, just go on to MarianneWilliamson.com and just pick up one or many of her books. I mean, they're
Return
very...
Return to Love is like the Cliff Notes.
There you go. See? That's perfect. Return to Love. I have that one. And that really is. It is. It really helps you understand, you know, the concepts and what the Course in Miracles is all about. So it's a great start. And then, of course, get her other books as well, which will teach you a lot about yourself, who you are, love. And also, speaking about which, we're talking about Marianne's upcoming seminar. She's going to be teaching a lot about love because Valentine's Day is coming up, so it's perfect. It's happening February 13th, 14th, and 15th at the Marriott Hotel in Marina Del Rey here in Los Angeles. Or you can live stream it, folks, on your computer comfortably.
And also on Friday, it doesn't start till 7:30 at night
cool.
on Friday, and it
Great.
Ends at 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Perfect.
And it goes till 8 p.m. on Saturday night.
Perfect. So, you know, just sort of put yourself out there and register for it online at MarianneWilliamson.com. By the way, the seminar is called Invoking the Romantic Mysteries, A Weekend on Relationships and Spirituality. So it's going to teach you a lot about yourself, who you are, how you relate to others, how to best relate to others.
And how to relate to the relationship mm-hmm. and how to tend, I think, specifically for our couples, the notion that we have some responsibility. You know,
mm-hmm.
you tend to garden. Sometimes mm. we take care of our bodies and we take care of our house and we take mm-hmm. care of our car more than we take care mm-hmm. of our relationships.
Yeah.
And whether it's that you're in a relationship and you want to foster a more sacred space and more room, mm-hmm. I think mm-hmm. one of the main topics is making room for love.
Mm-hmm.
So many times in life, we don't make room for love.
Mm-mm.
And it's one of those things in life. The TV's always on, the computer's always on. So we'll talk about creating a space for love, not only to attract it, but to cultivate it when it's happening.
You know, on that note, I was going to, you know, talk to you also about some of the folks who I see come in and they say, well, we're so busy. I mean, we've got so much going on in our lives and we've got to work and some have children, some don't, but they have a big social life and they have so many responsibilities and pay bills and whatever. How can we really hone in on who we are and find love in this, you know, crazy society right now.
Well, if you want to cultivate love, you have to make some fundamental lifestyle decisions. And yeah. It's like when people say they don't have time to meditate.
Right.
Well, if you have time to take a shower, you have time to meditate.
Right.
You don't ask yourself whether or not you have the time to brush your teeth. You have the time to shower. And also, literally, when you meditate, time slows down. So you really don't have time not to meditate. That's number one. Number two, you know, I don't know how you feel, Michelle. I'm a big fan of people like Pat Allen and
yes.
John Gray and all that masculine feminine
yes,
stuff.
Exactly.
And
me
I feel very strongly that when a woman particularly, you know, most women, when we're at work, you're in the masculine part of your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you come home for work, from work, it takes 30 minutes to make a switch from the masculine to the feminine brain. That's what yoga does, bubble baths, soft music, candlelight. And it's so important. Otherwise, if that, and men and other women, depending, gay relationships and straight, it's these fundamental principles are the same.
Sure.
But when a woman comes home, particularly from work, you need that 30 minutes. You've got to quiet the mind. The nervous system is being ravaged. Our adrenals are being ravaged.
It's true.
And then somebody expects you to be able to make the dinner, help with the cook with the homework, get everybody to bed, and then be a goddess in bed at the end
of the
evening. I don't think so. You know, men, when couples have come men at first, when I say, you know, you've got to give her that 30 minutes when she comes home from work. You've got to take the kids into the backyard, play baseball with them, do something with the kids. And the men would rumble and go, oh, why did she get 30 minutes?
Right.
I say, just try it. Promise me.
Yes.
Well, it's so funny because it always turns into, come on, kids, let's get out of here. Let's give your mom our goddess time. And then I promise you, you will thank me for that.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly, because by the time you've played the game outside or whatever, you know, video games with the kids.
And women
or
and men crave for women, and this is gay and straight the same, to re-find our feminine self. You know, you and I right now are examples.
Yeah.
You and I, when we are talking to audiences or we are talking to people that we are counseling, we are the masculine. We are the giver and they are the receiver. Mm-hmm. But as you know, when it comes to our own love relationships, that's not the mentality that's helpful when we are in our own romantic relationships.
Yes, it's true.
That we want to flip over into the divine feminine receiver and so forth. But it takes, it's more than just an intellectual construct.
Right.
It's like, I need time to meditate, to take a bubble bath,
take care of ourselves.
Come back in 30 minutes.
Yeah, right.
I'll be a different woman.
There you go. Or 60. That's a good one.
Yeah. I only meant the 30-minute minimum.
But no, that'll work. Exactly. That's so funny. I love that. A lot of men who I see who are in relationships or living with folks, they chill out by just, they zone. They need that half hour zone. And they just turn, a lot of the complaints I get from their wives or girlfriends is they just turn into these zombies and they just stare at, or they play video games or they zone out at, you know, Batman or the Warrior films, which are empowerment, you know, I am William Wallace, you know. I say, leave them alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let them go in the man room and watch their thing and do what you do and let them do what they do. And if there's kids, then
nagging them is the worst thing.
Boy, is that true. Oh, that is so true. You know, try. We can't change anybody else, right?
I remember hearing Pat Allen say many years ago a line that I never forgot that. She said, you don't have nagging rights. You have leaving rights.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have nagging rights. You can simply say what works for you. And then if the guy doesn't honor that, then that's data for you to know.
Exactly.
You're not getting that here. But nagging,
No, and that's one of the most common complaints I hear. And I know you hear, too, in your workshops. And
then a man is hormonally programmed to not want to do something if a woman is trying to make him do it.
Right.
And, you know, nagging, controlling, neediness, all of that stuff just doesn't work.
Right. It does not work. And if it's okay with you guys, you better check out as why it's okay with you, because it's really not healthy in the long run for you. So speaking about you, folks, please do check out Marianne's wonderful seminar. It's a teleseminar or streaming live, as we say. It's going to be happening February 13th, 14th, and 15th at the Marriott Hotel here in Los Angeles. But again, you can sign up for the website or for the teleseminar or
the
streaming
seminar
live.
Itself, the live seminar.
If you'd like to come, yeah. Mm-hmm. And your website's MarianneWilliamson.com.
Or Marianne.com.
Marianne.com. Lovely.
Come down live. There's something about being there live and the experience of being with other people that's very powerful, too.
There really is that energy from everyone else because they're like thinking people. So they're coming there for the same reason.
It's like a resonant field, you know, the whole room and the prayerfulness together. Yeah.
Exactly. It'll be lovely. It's about that time. We've got a hard news break coming up here from CBS.
Well, I can't thank you enough for having me. It's an honor, and I so admire your work, and thank you.
Thank you, Marianne.
I'm a big fan.
You're lovely. I'm a big fan of you. So
thank you.
There you go. All right. Bless you, and thank you again. All right, everybody. Listen, if you have any more information that you'd like to gather about Marianne's seminar, you can go ahead and give me a call, or you can email me directly. That's docmichelle@AOL.com. Of course, just go on to Marianne's website, Marianne.com or MarianneWilliamson.com. Sign up for the live stream, or just come on down. Come on down, Los Angeles Marriott Hotel, February 13th, 14th, and 15th, and learn about romantic love, how to get yourself together, how to love that which you are. And you're going to be a happier person, trust me, when you come out of that seminar. Trust me. All right. As I always say at the end of the show, do take care of yourself first, because then you'll be great for others. And that's the way it works in the world. Thanks for listening, everybody. Coming up next week, yoga and love. Take care. Bye-bye.
Got you on my mind again tonight. Seeing flashing red.